This is TWiT.
So when I saw that Selena Larson wrote an article in the Daily Dot about a 3D printed trachea, I knew we had to have her on the show. Welcome, Selena.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So tell us about your story.
Yeah, so there are a lot of things that we can 3D print, obviously, and in healthcare in particular, scientists are using things like modeling, you know, use like printing plastic skulls or things like that to practice on surgery. But at the Feinstein Institute for Medical Research, a group of scientists there has actually been able to 3D print a trachea, which is the piece of cartilage in your throat, often called a windpipe. There's a problem in surgery attaching damaged or repairing damaged tracheas, which can be happened, like you can get damaged in a lot of different ways. So scientists wanted an easier way to do this. So essentially what they did was 3D print cells by using a MakerBot. So this isn't even a bioprinter or any sort of, you know, really expensive machinery. It's simply by using a MakerBot that they actually change the ends off to use a syringe instead of the traditional printer to print cells. And they printed what's called scaffolding, which is basically made up of bioplastic that's often used in implants, and then actually printed living cells onto the scaffolding to create a 2-inch, about the size of a Tootsie Roll, trachea. And this is actually human tissue that they were able to create.
So it's just cells and human tissue. Is there anything else in the trachea?
Well, the trachea in particular is made up of cartilage, right? So it's a different piece of your body part. There are different, obviously, there are a million different things that make up our body. There's bones, muscle, tissue. Cartilage is one of them. And cartilage is actually much easier to print because it doesn't require a lot of blood. So it's sort of the first step into 3D printing parts of our body, right? So we can't do brains or livers or lungs, things like that, because they require a massive blood supply. I was chatting with one of the scientists, Dr. Todd Goldstein, who was on the who's actually on the team and talked to me a little bit about this. And he said that cartilage, I mean, this is kind of a breakthrough because there are different parts of our body that are made up of cartilage. There's ears, nose, joints, things like that, the trachea in particular. And so to be able to do this, it's going to change the way that people could get different surgeries and get these medical implants.